This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Mad Rabbit Trails Project in Rock County has received final approval from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Forest Service. It will include about 49 miles of new trails with trailhead improvements to be used for hiking and cycling, adaptive users, and motorized. Most of the project trails will be along Highway 40. Rock County Riders has been working on getting approval for Mad Rabbit Trails for several years. It includes approval of $1.6 million for a portion of the project from the City of Steamboat Springs back in December from the 2A Trails ballot measure passed in 2013.
And we're about to have new experiences that we can treasure on Rabbit Ears Pass in an area that's been underutilized. I think the community is going to benefit immensely. It's going to be a priceless resource.
That's Lorraine Martin with Rock County Riders. Work is expected to begin in May. Steamboat Springs Police have a new canine unit now on patrol. A Belgian Malinois named Amon is certified in narcotics detection, including heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and ecstasy. His partner is Officer Brendan Andrews. The pair was certified in March after a month of intensive training at a Colorado Canine Academy. The Rock County Board of County Commissioners meets today. Agenda items include reports from Friends of the Yampa and the Upper Yampa Water Conservancy District. The Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education meets at 4:30 today in the middle school. Agenda items include a draft review of the 2026-27 school year calendar and an update from North Route Community Charter School. The Steamboat Tennis and Pickleball Complex is under contract to renovate the tennis center. It's a budget of just over $1.8 million paid for through a fundraising Courting Love campaign. Work begins in July this year. The tennis center will be open during construction. The pools at Old Town Hot Springs closed today through April 11th for maintenance. Three students are representing Steamboat Springs High School at the All-State Band Festival in Greeley through tomorrow. They are Alexander Dismuke on clarinet, Asher Comer on flute, and Olivia Fountain on bassoon. Finally, we were honored here at Steamboat Radio and KRAI News to be the winner of the Best Regularly Scheduled Newscast in Colorado. The award was given this weekend for the Colorado Broadcasters Association. We are very happy and very proud to be a trusted news source here in the Yampa Valley. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.